You're listening to Passions with Details. I am Mrs. Smith, and I have a special guest with me today.
My name is Malika Bitor, and I'm with Radio Tacoma.
I wanted to get so comfortable today to be able to share with my community what I have just read. Washington becomes the most dangerous state for Black women. What they say is domestic violence. The majority of these homicides were committed by people who known the victim often as intimate partners or ex-partners. In Washington, a higher percentage of victims, or 72%, were killed by individuals they knew compared to the national average of 56%. They say Black women face numerous challenges when seeking help for domestic violence, including racism, poverty, limited access to resources, and lack of trust in the criminal justice system. Now let's sit on it, right? That is 100% correct. And the reason being is because if you look at your window today, if you walk around your neighborhood today, you see why women of color is not too friendly. Not too friendly with opening mouths to, can you help me about this situation? But they say that's an angry Black woman when you hear them going down the street yapping, right? There's a lot of women that been through some things, seen some things. And there's very sudden, but few of them are survivors who had overcome those certain circumstances. And what they did was, they wanted more for their future. I've been privy to that situation. Yes, I have. But at the same time, I give back to my community. And I show them where you can overcome a lot of obstacles. It's challenging times, hard times it may be. But you gotta run with those. Run with the tides. Once you put your trust in the justice system nowadays, cash on the fact that you're young and vulnerable. That's what it is. To them, you're a paycheck. To them, your kids is a paycheck. If they take them kids from you, that's money in their pocket. Do they think about it? No. They don't think about that. But maybe down the line, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, something in their life is traumatic and they can't deal with it. I'm saying these are people that are in high expectational goals, reaching type of prestige person who sits behind a desk and a chair. And I am a CEO of a company, or I am the manager of an elite franchise, or I am somebody that's in a political center to tell you what your paycheck gonna look like. Are we gonna cut it, dice it, slice it, and give you 50 cents? That's kind of where it's at right now. And what I'm doing is simplifying how it's to be explained to people that are of my color so they can understand, right? They would never walk a mile in your shoes to feel that pain and agony that you have put behind you, that you have been in. There's not so much help out there for people like that right now. But it's okay. I'm here now, right? I'm here now. And that's a good laugh because that means that you can do better for yourself. It's not easy. It's not easy sharing a story that's so sentimental to your life and replaying the things that happened to you. It's a lot of struggle when it comes like that. And it's a shame that it's in the community that I live in that we don't have that type of help. And we don't have that structure of each one teach one. None of that. No, no. But you're going to have to get down there and show them what it takes to be a boss. Queens, kings, what you're raising behind you is the future. Who you're nourishing right now is going to make this world survive.
I think part of the problem is that the resources we have, they assume that the victim is going to trust them. And there's that trust is not automatic. A lot of people have had a lot of negative contact with officials. And it takes a while to build that trust. And a lot of people have no idea how many challenges Black women have faced.
Yes, it's just like nobody has walked a mile in their shoes, but yet want to, you know, call Child Protective Services, do all these vindictive things because they think it's funny or, you know, maybe I want to put a stop to their success or not even that. Not just that, to be exact. It's a lot of things. And it's not just, it's not just, you know, people that we live around. It's people that's in a high society. When I say it like that, what I mean is people that have, you know, jobs that require them to mandate over people. Some of these people, they're sitting there and watch you go in there, apply for something and tell you, not even tell you, tell other people that are coming in there and saying to them, oh, she's coming in here again. She ain't getting no benefits. And you don't know what that does to a person that a mother that needs those benefits. And she's not doing nothing wrong, but you're telling the whole office this. This is what I'm saying. People get hired to talk about people, you know?
It's humiliating.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. And I want to also touch basis on where there's a will, there's a way. You guys have to really, really look around, ask around. You have two legs. You know what I'm saying? You have two legs. And so if you can't get somewhere, walk. If you don't have no money for no bus, walk. You have to be the one to be able to say, I'm about to get this done. Because then you'll see a lot of doors open for you. You never want to be waiting on anybody that said they can't or they don't have time. So, I wanted to touch also on the school system aspect. You know, there's a lot of teachers that are not in the school right now that are trying to be teachers because they're in school working to be a teacher. Not only that, they're working with their kids to become a teacher for your children. There's not a lot of teachers I've seen back in the day where they're walking the halls. They dedicate their time to teach you so you can go out and be somebody. It's not like how it used to be. No, it's not. But granted, if my children are going to school, I'm going to have that relationship with that teacher, with that principal, with that office attendance person. Hey, we're all working together. We're going to get this right here done. She is coming to school every single day. There will be no back and forth. But you guys have to communicate with me what is going on a daily basis. If something is that serious, call me. I'm running up there because I was raised a different way, and we all are. But at the same time, if you look around, you'll see that dedication. You'll see everybody, every parent, every teacher get on board so we can get this thing together. Because at the end of the day, we need a school system here. We need that. Because without that, we don't got no job. And then when we talk about we ain't got no job, then that's when you are down there advocating for a different service, for some type of service to help you out, to help with those bills. So when I'm saying that, some people don't know what TANF is. If you go down there on the state assistance, you only have 60 months. And baby, when them 60 months is over, well, what are you going to do? What if you prospered to get done? You shouldn't even have to wait 60 months. You should be off. Give your time to set up. You want to give your time to set up a vision board. Everybody at this day and age should create a vision board. Something very simple. Then you can go ahead and knock each one that you think that's going to take the least amount of time off, and you'll see how far you are going. You know.
Can you explain to us what TANF is?
Well, TANF is a supplemented income for anybody that has SSI or trying to get SSI, or that whether it be a child, whether it be adult, or have young children in the home. And they do have a program I call Workforce that try to lead you for success. But when we talk about supplemented income and everything, this is just a stepping stone. It's not a laying stone, it's a stepping stone. So only you can push yourself through. And, you know, you don't do what they tell you to do, you get sanctioned some money. And nobody wants to spend their, you know, once a month waiting on the first of the month for some money. And there are resources out here. There's a lot of resources, yes, granted, for your light bill. For your light bill, your heating bills, stuff like that, you know. But you have to go look around. There's not a form of a dictionary, which I think that would be great. That would be great for everybody. Now, don't get me wrong. I tried to make one. but, you know, you are your own hero. When you look up somebody, look up to somebody, look at yourself. That's who you need to thank every day. Myself.
So if somebody needs assistance, where do they go first, or what are the first steps?
Well, there is an organization called 211. You can call them. If you're not savvy with the internet, give them a call. There's also, so that's where you'll get most of your information from. You can walk in any Department of Health, Social Health Services office. They have limited access to what your needs are or who you can go about. And I would say those are the only two people. Some churches, if you go into some churches, they'll give you some information as well. You know, if you just walk past the church, they have some. And some people are not too keen in going to the city building downtown, but they have some information as well. Also, some libraries. If you go inside of the libraries, they do have information as well. So those are services they have available. They do have their own too. But yeah, that's where you would need to go. And I wanted to also talk about, when we're talking about the school system, I want to say that there is not enough hall monitors. There need to be hall monitors right now. And because in Tacoma, like I said, we don't have enough educators. And there's only privy to what the amount of help they get. So you do sometimes have principals just running around doing everything at once. And that's a lot. It really is. But then you have some teachers that do their jobs and some that don't. So you can't just, it's an area where it's a confusing area that needs to be leveled out. But it's not just my voice only. It needs to be the whole community. You know, they pass these ballots and these fundings. They have these surveys and they want the parents to fill them out. But when it comes to what the parent needs, we need that help too. There is no in-between. So we all need to come together and we need to put Washington back on the map where it needs to be. We are the state of the what? The evergreen. And Tacoma is the what? Your destiny. That's what they say. Your destiny. I also wanted to shout out a phenomenal woman by the name of Ingrid York. She is my mother. I am her eighth child, you know, the everlasting. I find that funny because I tell her that all the time. You know, she had 11 kids. She did. And with us, it was structure. It was, we all do this together as a family, you know, and that's what we pass down onto our children. And we go out here in the world and shine some light on what family is really all about in others' lives when they come and meet us. She's also a florist, and she does have a cosmetic business. I wanted to touch bases on MDC's TRIO Educational Opportunity Center events in February. We have an EOC info session Wednesday, February 28th from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. It's at the Nourish Food Bank on 85th Street, East Tacoma, Washington, 98445. We also have the TRIO EOC Community Service Day, which is Tacoma Rescue Mission on 425 South Tacoma Way, 98405, from Monday, February 26th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And those events will be happening within Metropolitan Development Council.
Well, thank you so much, Ms. Smith. We're very happy to have you and to explain these situations to us, because a lot of people are unaware of what kind of challenges are being that are rising in Tacoma right now. And it's very important to have our local voices to tell us. But thank you so much. Is there anything else that you wanted to talk about?
I think that's all. Everyone, please tune in. I will be here coming back with more exciting, wonderful things to talk about our community. Again, my show is called Passion with Details, and I'll see you later.